And I definitely can testify to that. As I said, Colleen's been very up for me, and with a lot of grief that I was asleep when I had the chance to know her. And I have a feeling she saw me before I saw me, if you know what I mean. And I just wish I had not been asleep. Because those of us who are seeing reality, we need the support of each other. And particularly when once we're targeted. And the thought of her going through that alone is, and I don't know that she did. But it is very, very difficult confronting the hiddenness of these people who operate behind scenes. It's very difficult to grapple with something that hides itself, and that's why we've been focusing so much in recent shows on this notion of outing hidden power. It sort of explains why they love these EMF weapons. It's a perfect complement to their overall tactic. The hiddenness of the assault is pretty insidious, and the word bully for these folk, don't even begin to touch it. Because you have the sense, I have the sense, that they think of themselves as warriors because of their attachment to Plato's ideologies and propaganda playbook and his advice to them. And the notion that you can, as I've said before, rig the rules of a game and celebrate yourself for winning is just so bizarre to me. That you can beat up on folk when they have no means of fighting back, have no means of seeing the weaponry that you're using is beyond cowardly. We have no words for that. In the March 22nd, 2015 show, we considered the words of Gramsci that we ended with last week from the perspective of voice and suppressed creativity, themes derived from our translation of Gramsci into Earth Speak. And I suggested that by the phrase economic group, we should hear the words creative element, our love and joy seized and directed to serve the system, us in this word creative element, striving to sing our songs, that in the language of power, our creativity is simply an economic quality. But we are a creative element artificially held back, which is what the second excerpt addresses from the November 25th, 2012 broadcast, in which I said there are problems that power can't figure out because it can't see that we are not cattle. And I quoted Terrence Hopkins, and what he sees is that this is power's vulnerability. Firstly, that states will want their sovereignty because the people they sit on will ever want to be free, i.e. to grow our gifts continuously, and will ever push back against the walls, the limits of our captivity until they fall. If instead of economic growth, we heard transfers of the wealth of our common earth, we might begin to see beyond the present system of death to the future of our creation based in our abundance. And see that an intentional suppression requires an intentional summoning, a bringing forth of our energy, consciously. This is what Colleen was doing.